Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome back. I want to remind you that the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Now then, sometimes the station has to call you back. So remember, answer that call. You may not recognize the number. It's probably us, because getting your voicemail makes it kind of tough on us. So please remember that. And Sue Wagner's here with us tonight, and she's got some fabulous information about what's up and coming in Institute Camp.
Okay. As you know, we've had the life script classes going, and we have them about twice a month. It's a full day class for six people. I have the next available class available is Saturday, March 11th. I will be posting the April and May classes on our website, but you can always call me at the office to register. It's from 9 to 4, and it's $150, and it's in Dr. Allen's Newport Beach office, and it's a full class to go over your script, and Dr. Allen will talk about the script. And then we've also added the getting to
Let me interrupt 1 second and ask you a question. How many people is that limited to, Sue?
Oh, six people in each class, so you get to work one-on-one with Dr. Allen.
Okay, so everybody remember, that is a very small class. It's a very intimate, a very valuable class. And we only have six spaces.
Now, we have the Getting to I Do class. It's Saturday, February 18th or Saturday, March 18th. And that'll be a limited class to six ladies, Newport Beach office, 9 to 4, $150. I have two spots open in February 18th, and I have four spots open in the March 18th. So this is your chance to work one-on-one with Dr. Allen on the Getting to I Do, all the in and outs on how to get that man and how to be feminine to attract the masculine man. So if you want that, you can go to our website, www.wantistore.com. Now, I know I get a lot of people that tell me, does Pat offer these on webinars? It's too much information to do on a webinar, but we do have a companion that you can, a CD companion set for sale. It's called Lifetime of Love. You can find that on our website as well. You can purchase that. And then if you want, you can call in and make a private appointment with Dr. Allen if you have specific questions you want answered.
And then, I want to add that if there are any gentlemen listening out there, we are more than willing to find six gentlemen that want to be in a getting married class from the masculine point of view.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we had one nice man who asked to be in part of the ladies, and we sadly turned him down because it skews the whole message. But I'm making an invitation to do a six-person, six-man class for men in getting to I Do.
Oh, wonderful. That's a wonderful idea.
And then we have our monthly seminar, monthly Orange County in LA. The next one is Wednesday, February 1st at the Newport Beach Community Center. And the LA one is Monday, February 6th at the Courtyard Marriott. And for the information, you can go to our website, drpatallen.com. Don't forget to sign up on our newsletter on the website so you can get monthly newsletter updates on what Dr. Allen has going on. That's it for the Wand Institute information.
Ah, but I have a question.
Okay.
Do you have something special going on tonight?
Oh, the webinar. Yes. Dr. Allen offers a question and answer webinar tonight live. I have, it's limited to 40 ladies. It's $10. You can registration is available up till 6 p.m. tonight. Then I have to shut it down. WantIStore.com under webinar, you can register and you'll be sent an invitation to log in. You can log in on your phone or on the computer. We do have six people already in the hot seat to work one-on-one, but at times the chair opens up for questions at the end, just quick questions. So if you've got a burning quick question, sign up and you'll get your, hopefully you'll get your question answered.
Okay, great. I want to remind everybody, you must sign up before 6 p.m. We'll remind you a little bit later on in the hour. That's oneistore.com, and it's very important. If you don't sign up before 6, you won't get your invitation, so you won't get in.
Yes. Okay. That's it. Thank you for reminding me.
Thank you. So it's 323-203-0815, and Dr. Allen, you are on the air.
Yes, I am, and I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. So while we're waiting for our first call, I have a quick question that came up. Maybe the call's here already. I'll have to ask it in a minute.
Okay.
We had a call come in from one of our, or a message come in from one of our Facebook people. And hi caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, wonderful. Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. So my question for you is, I've been in a relationship with a great guy for about 6 months, and I feel a lot of like anxiety because we don't talk very much about like our values and what his plans are for us for the future. In the beginning, we talked about, well, I made sure that he wanted and I want marriage and kids and that we were compatible on those fronts, but lately we haven't really revisited that, and I don't know if I should make an appointment to kind of talk to him about those things and what he's seeing for us, or if it's too early. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm really grateful that you know the tools. For those of you out there that don't know the tools, there are 5 tools. Number one, if you're a woman and you want to be cherished, don't ask him what he feels. Don't mother him unless he's physically ill. Second, if you want to ask a question or teach or preach to him, you must make an appointment. Honey, I have an idea that I want to share about this subject. When would it be convenient for you to hear me? Hopefully today. Third tool, how to fight with the man. If you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, please do it. But if you don't, then he is moral, ethical, and legal, and I want you to say to him, you had every right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, but it was painful, and I'm not comfortable with pain. So what do you think about doing it this way or not doing it that way, and what can I do to help us do it? And the fourth tool is fleshing the body language to language. I sense by the tone of your voice, the look on your face, your body language, your gestures, that you're upset. Am I right? Yes. When would it be convenient for you to share that upset with me? Hopefully today. And the fifth tool is time out, like the referee does. When you see your man put up his hand like a timeout, say to him, what can I do to help us do better right now? So those are the tools, and I'm glad you knew that if you want to lead the conversation or ask for something or teach or bitch or moan, you have to make an appointment. Now, what are the subjects that you want to lead in? What questions do you want to ask him?
I want to ask him what he... Well, in a way, without pressuring him, like, okay,
no, you have to ask him. No, wait a minute. You said you already settled the idea that he's aiming to the same place you are, that you're compatible.
Yes.
And there's chemistry. You have the big three C's: chemistry, compatibility, and lifestyle, morals, ethics, and third, communication. You use my tools, not the tools you learned from mom and dad who've been divorced 15 years. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what questions do you want to ask him that you don't already know the answer to?
What is his timeline for...
No. You have the timeline, the first 3 months are perfect. You're just getting to know each other, but not the negative sides. The second 3 months in a relationship is when the negatives start coming out. The third 3 months is when you negotiate time, space, money, and play, chapter 14 in my book. And the fourth section is where you enjoy having the relationship for 1 year. You do not know anybody for less than a year. And those four phases have to be gone through. So you don't have any questions. It's for you to find out what he's doing and where he's going in these four phases.
Okay. Got it.
Do you want to be cherished or do you want to be respected by him?
Cherished, definitely.
Then you've got to follow his leadership.
Yes. Okay.
So I suggest that you don't ask him anything, but that you listen to what he asks for and you say yes or no. You have the veto right, not the initiative right.
Yes.
George, I want you to lead me does not allow George to lead you.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
See, you want to go bowling on Saturday night? Bowling? Oh, okay. Do what he asks you to do as a way to get to know him. Unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal. If you want to lead, find a man who wants to follow you.
Yes, I don't want a man who wants to follow me.
Then I want you to follow him.
Okay.
Got it.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Yes.
An area where I struggle with us, he loves to talk about politics. And
good.
I sense that, it's great. He has strong opinions. And I sense that he likes to know what I think about that and have a debate
that.
About it.
And so when he asks you what you think, what you say to him is, I appreciate your respecting me, but I'm going to be very sad if you get mad at me for what I think. So are you willing to accept what I say without being angry with me? Get a contract for acceptance.
That. Oh, I love that.
Remember?
That is such a good idea. Yes.
Politics and religion require that a dissonance between you be accepted as something appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody getting mad at you for your politics or your religion.
Yeah. And that's what I've been worried about, that I would say something and then we'd get in a very masculine debate over who's right. And I just don't want to go down that road.
I'm going to tell you, when he asks you what you think about something, say, you want me, you respect me enough to hear me out and not punish me for what I say. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
and
I love that. I'm definitely going to use that.
If he gets bristly with you and you're in his presence, make the timeout sign. If you're on the phone, say timeout.
Mm-hmm.
So please.
And then.
That's how you do it.
And then after, if things do get a little intense and I say, okay, let's time out. Should I say, what do you think about changing the topic? Or how would you recover from a timeout?
The timeout is when he puts up the timeout sign. And do you want to know what I'm upset about? Yes. I'm upset because before I started to give you my opinions, you agreed that you wouldn't punish me if they were dissonant with you, if you didn't agree with them. Now you're seeming to be angry with me. That is a turnoff. If you don't speak up on your own behalf especially in the area of, and if there's a man listening, if she asks you what you feel and you are not too happy with something, then say, I want you to understand that when I share my feelings, I want them to be accepted even if you don't like them. Just tell me that it's uncomfortable and I'll stop telling you what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
When women want to go to their left lobe thinking, they've got to make an appointment. When men want to go to their right lobe and bitch and moan, they've got to make an appointment. But I want you to know, if you're really interested, you will get an appointment not to be punished for your thoughts or feelings or politics or religion.
Got it.
You yeah, only
I hadn't
fight,
thought of that. It's a good idea.
You only fight about moral issues, ethical issues, legal issues.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And we don't fight a lot, but in fact, we pretty much never do. But
yes, but it's too many people don't open themselves up. And they're afraid to do it because they're afraid of the other person punishing them. That's why yeah. I'm telling you to make an appointment, to get a contract that you will not be emotionally punished for not agreeing or not mind reading his positions.
And if he agrees to the contract, should I still be sensitive to how many of my thoughts I share with him?
If I kind of read him? I would think you would start out light. And don't get mm-hmm. heavy until you're engaged.
Okay. Yeah,
it's called standing. Fine. Starting mm-hmm. out as a date is not the same as starting out as a girlfriend. Starting out as a girlfriend is not the same as starting out as a engaged woman or a married mm-hmm. woman. Each mm-hmm. one of those positions has its space. So mm-hmm. tell him what you feel or think. But be careful when you say what you think, because it can invite him to compete with your thinking.
Yeah, we've already had some situations like that, and it made me uncomfortable, and that's why I definitely wanted to get your advice on how to approach that better the next time.
Did you get it here? Did you get it?
I absolutely did. Yes, absolutely.
Good.
I'm going to get the contract from him.
You.
That makes it okay and go lightly. Thank you very much, Dr. Pat.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Caller.
Bye-bye.
Very interesting.
I think so.
So, while we're waiting for our next caller, here's the question from our mail.
What's the question?
He wants to know, what possesses a woman after being in a relationship for 2 years to begin a cycle of emasculation?
Man hate. And generally it's created by somebody that used and abused her, fathers, brothers, molesters, whatever. The question we answered just recently right here is how to hopefully open up when a man says, what do you think about religion or something significant?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that the answer that you're going to give him, he's not going to like.
Okay.
That's the time when you are starting to suppress you so that you can get some mileage out of the fake peace, when in truth, it would be better for you to take his request, what do you think about Obama's blah, 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 and then you make the agreement that your answer is not to be punished.
Hmm. Very good. His statement is that He's sending something else. He says, she has become verbally domineering and has taken to doing things like lifting heavy bags and poking fun. I think that there's a possibility she doesn't want to be with me anymore, but just wants to break up, but is too, as he puts it, cowardly.
Do you remember I said date goes to girlfriend, goes to fiance, goes to wife?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along that way, she hid certain parts of herself. I strongly recommend that no one signs any legal agreement with anybody that's called marriage or anything like marriage for one solid year.
Mm.
Do not do that. You do not know these people. And for you women, psychopaths generally come in masculine bodies more than feminine, because men have the capacity, especially if they're right-handed, of segregating their thoughts from their feelings better than we do. We have that large corpus callosum that puts our feelings and our thoughts in the same basket. Therefore, we're not particularly logical, but we're sensitive. And so when you get into that kind of space, you can get seriously manipulated by a psychopathic man. And I strongly recommend that you read Sandra Brown's book, Women Who Love Psychopaths.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. That's funny, because he was just asking, does she have any recommendations for books? And now here is another question that just came in from another male audience member. Says, a massive personality change in my girlfriend.
Yes.
Thought it was correlating to a job change, but I came home and caught her drinking. It was snake drinking. She had a glass, and when I got close to her, she moved the glass away, but I could smell that it had liquor in it.
Your girl may be genetically disabled. If you are born into a family with a defective 5-HTT gene, you don't release enough serotonin to help you sleep for the full 4 90-minute cycles that we're supposed to while we produce serotonin to tranquilize us. So we end up waking up or sleeping lightly and craving mind sedation.
Mm.
It could be sugar, it could be booze, it could be mind-altering prescriptions. So people who are genetically disabled better read the book by Dr. Rudin, The Craving Brain.
Mm.
The 5-HTT or 5-HT2, it can be either written one way or the other, is very much responsible for the production of serotonin, which you do during your sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, his question, his second part of his question is, we have always been occasional social drinkers, a glass of wine with dinner. Why the sneaking around?
I just explained it.
She may
not be tranquil enough to be in an intimate relationship.
Mm.
The pressure of intimacy is not easy to handle if you are not fully tranquilized by your own serotonin. That's what antidepressants are for.
Mm-hmm.
Antidepressants help you release your serotonin. People say, oh, I don't want to take any drugs. Antidepressants are not drugs. They're medicines to help your body work.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Okay. So he's listening. So he said, thank you, Dr. Allen. I'm just trying to puzzle this out.
Well, I've just given you the book to unpuzzle with.
There you go. Okay. So we have a text tonight, too, that came in. Let's see what it says. Hmm. I'm questioning a financial aspect of a second marriage. No kids together, but a blended family. All the kids live with us. My husband pays the major bills, such as house payment, electric, water, car insurance, his and
mine. Sounds like they have a covenant. Mm-hmm. Housekeeper is one and homemaker. Homemaker is one and breadwinner is the other.
Right.
That's a covenant.
She goes on to say, now when it comes to any expenses that have to do with my kids, he will not pay. Nothing for their college or their cars.
News for you. They have a father that you have to get the money from.
Makes sense. He wants me to continue to pay for my car payment and all the groceries, my life insurance, my car repairs, and anything
that I would... He wants a convenient relationship, it sounds like, not a covenant.
Right, it says...
A covenant is a breadwinner and a homemaker. A right. Convenient is both people are breadwinners and both people are homemakers.
Right. So she goes on to say he wants her to pay for her own car repairs and her clothes. And when we take a family trip, he wants me to help financially. We don't have a joint checking or savings. He tells me to save for my retirement. Not sure what this marriage is all about. I don't understand.
It's a convenient marriage. Read my book, Staying Married and Loving It. A convenient marriage is where you both throw in money, you both do chores, you take care of your own personal responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
A codependent relationship is where one person assumes both breadwinning and homemaking. It's super mom or super dad. They have to do both the chores and the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a covenant, which used to be a legal style in Louisiana, Arizona, Minnesota, and Michigan, where one person, after they were married, agreed and signed a legal contract that they would work and see to it that the money would be there for this family, while the other person did not go to work and took care of the home, the children.
Mm-hmm.
So they worked as a team, but an equity team, not an equal team, like a convenience.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay.
These are all supposed to be negotiated in that 6 to 9 month of the relationship.
Right, and a perfect...
A relationship takes about as long as having a baby, making a baby.
Right.
9 months.
Exactly, 9 months, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see what else we have here. We've got some messages through our Facebook people. And this lady would like to know... Oh. She would like to know what to do when your mate decides that he's going to leave you out of social events. Married 6 years, my husband now is making plans for outings with others that don't include me, that he doesn't invite me to.
That sounds like he's been raised in Japan, wherein the wife stays home with the kids and the man goes to the club where the geishas are to talk to and to play music with.
Mm.
Whatever style, you have the right to say, I don't like it and this is what I'm going to do about it.
All right. So she should use the tools for discussing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but she should set it up that when he's out, she gets a babysitter and she goes out.
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful. I think that's a great idea. Yeah, she said he just did it. It just all of a sudden started doing it in the last month and a half.
Well, if he's winning, he'll continue.
Ah. If hi, you, caller. You're on the air.
The happiest thing would be for her to be happy when he says he's going out. Good. So am I.
Bye.
Hi,
okay.
Evening.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hello. I have a question.
What's your question?
I've been involved with somebody off and on for the last 6 years.
And my goodness. That's almost qualifying as a real marriage, which is 10 years.
And I'm extremely bonded to him, and I stayed away from him for the last 2 years. So I haven't smelled him or saw him.
For what reason have you left him?
We keep going back and forth. And
what do you mean you're going back and forth? What is it you left him? What did you leave him for?
Because he doesn't keep his word. And
well, how can you make an agreement with somebody? The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you make and keep. If you're with a psychopathic man, you better read my book, not my book, Sandra Brown's book, because right. They don't keep their agreements.
Right. And I told him that up front, and that's why I leave. And
but
I
then
stayed away
come
this time.
Back. Wait a minute. Well, why do you go back?
Because I'm bonded chemically to him.
I've got news for you. If you were a chocolate addict, would you keep working in See's Candy?
True. Well, I stayed away for the last year, and I did a ritual stroke. And
do you know how long it takes to get over some? Do you know that it takes 2 years to get over a love, whether they die, whether they divorce you, whatever they do? We humans grieve for 2 years.
Right. I didn't see him for over 2 years, but just seeing his text or hearing his voice, I am
darling.
Back.
No.
Yes.
You're rationalizing. It's pheromones. Pheromones go in your mouth, through your palate, to the Jacobson's organ, which is like where the red dot is for Indian women, third eye.
A bendy.
You see?
Yes.
You basically like being married off and on.
Probably.
Well, then enjoy it.
Well, he asked to see me again, and then I found out that he has a girlfriend still.
Of course he has a girlfriend. Of course he has a girlfriend. He's not committed to monogamy, continuity, longevity.
Okay. So should I see him or not see him then?
Hey, if 5 minutes with him is worth 5 years with somebody else, guess what? Enjoy your 5 minutes.
Okay.
You're bonded to him, and you keep rebonding by re-smelling him. Pheromones, pheromones, pheromones.
Right.
Oh, Helen Fisher, who heads up chemistry.com, has a good book. It's called Why Him, Why Her.
Okay.
And of course, there's my book, Getting to I Do. But getting to I Do is not being I Do. I wrote another book called Staying Married and Loving It. It doesn't sell as well as getting. People like to get, but they don't like to have.
Well, I told him that I wouldn't sleep with him unless I was in a committed relationship.
And what did he say?
He acknowledges it, and he said that he wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't what?
He still wants. He acknowledges that, and he said that.
You know why he wants to see you? Because he wants you to re-smell him.
Right.
Do you understand he can see the love in your eyes?
Yes.
And he knows you're married to him. And you're sitting on your dunce stool in the corner waiting for your number to come up. You know, Brigham Young had a bunch of wives. They each got a room with a number on it.
Okay. So I should just stay away.
What I'm hearing is you have pain about the lack of consistency. You have pain about the lack of monogamy. You have pain at the lack of marriage. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I date other people, and when he knows
but
I have other people,
you're
he...
so happy when you get your number called that you race to the bedroom and sit there and smell him, even if you don't have sex. It's the smelling that bonds you, not the sex. The sex is what's earned when he sees you love him and he knows he's giving you a gift of his intimacy, and you're taking your little gift home and living off of it, usually a couple of months or maybe even longer.
Okay.
What's the longest amount of time he can stay away from having you smell him and remarry him? How long?
It's been 2 years this time.
2 years, and you're still there. And I just told you that 2 years of grief is standard for a death, a divorce. Do you understand? So enjoy your marriage.
Okay.
You obviously want it. You smell him.
Yeah, I haven't told him I would see him yet. I said no.
You haven't what?
I told him I would not see him. I said no.
I don't care if you answer his phones. Phones and texts and emails don't have the power of smell.
Okay.
Oxytocin is created through smell, pheromones, his DNA, and your DNA get together and re-glue you.
So just have text.
You're a married woman.
Don't see him.
I don't care about seeing him. You can see him across the street. It's smelling him within 30 inches.
Okay.
So do you understand you're married?
Yeah, I know I am.
Okay, do you like this temporary on and off marriage?
I thought I could stay away from him and be away from him and keep him out of my life, but it's hard.
Chemistry. God built us to glue.
Right.
So enjoy the glue or... stop smelling him.
Well, now I have a question because you started to say something. You said every time you go out and start dating again and he finds out, then what? He starts contacting you again?
Of course, he has to re-glue you.
Yeah, and then the other people leave.
But see, that's now you have to read Sandra Brown's book, Women Who Love Psychopaths. You're under the control of a person who doesn't make or keep agreements about intimacy. If this is the way you want to spend your life, either enjoy it or cut it out.
Okay.
So do you want to enjoy him? I support you if you want that.
Okay. Well, I told him I couldn't be friends with him if he was in a relationship. And I told him
not in a relationship. She's not getting any better a deal than you are.
Okay.
No,
you
because
have
every
five
every,
of you.
Every time he finds out that you have somebody else, he starts pursuing. So he's doing the same thing to her. So if you look at it from that perspective, then you know the kind of person he is.
Yeah, I do.
It's like the person who's shocked when they've lured a mate away from another person, and then they're stunned when somebody else is able to do the same thing.
True.
Do you know what a sociopath and a psychopath, how they differ?
How?
Sociopaths want you for your money, power, and prestige. Psychopaths teach you you're not worthy of anything more.
Well, he's not getting either and has never gotten either.
When did you last smell him?
2 years ago.
Okay, but he's chasing you now.
Yes, he's reaching out to me.
And so are you going to smell him?
I told him no.
But were you going to smell him before you asked the question?
No, I told him no.
Oh, you did before?
Yes, I told him no.
You understand, you do understand it's going to be very painful.
Yes.
Okay, are you willing to go through the pain?
Well, I told him no, I'm not going to see him, and I told him no, I can't be friends with him.
Do you understand he's going to show up at your door, your work? You do know he's going to get within 30 inches of you. Run to the bathroom immediately.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Don't smell him.
Should I stop talking to him too?
No, I don't care about talking.
Okay.
But talking is on the phone, email, fax, text.
Until we come to an agreement.
You're not going to come to an agreement. He doesn't let go of his, you know, women.
Okay.
He adds to them, but he doesn't let them go.
Okay.
Read the book.
Okay, I will.
Then call us back.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
Welcome.
Colin.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. That's an interesting one. That's a tough one. When I was younger, I had dated a man for a long time. And I think it might have been instinctively that he would try to come around and I would take off. You know, I must have been like 23.
Well, you knew when you were in danger.
Yeah, I was like, this is bad. I'm getting out of here, you know. If I'd see him
Very
across
good.
The
room.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi there.
Yes. Hi. I'm so glad I got through this time.
Okay. What can we do for you?
Okay. Someone who we started off as just friends and coworkers, and then we've become intimate. We've actually had sexual intercourse. And
okay.
I started having feelings for him.
Wait a minute. Did you have the feelings first and then the intercourse, or the intercourse
no,
before the feelings?
It's the second one. The feelings came after I started having sexual intercourse with
him. You mean you had casual sex with him and then you bonded?
Yes, that's what it appears like. And
I got news for you. You may be with the brother of the last psychopath we were dealing with. She was dealing with. What are you doing there? Having sex means that you are literally wanting to bond to this human being.
Yeah. This is what I'm thinking of doing, Dr. Allen, and let me
what are
know
you thinking?
What you think.
What,
I'm thinking
I'll tell
of
you.
Having a talk with him and just letting him know that I've started to have feelings for him. And
he already knows that. He already knows that. He's penetrated your body, dear. Do you know how painful rape is?
No.
It's damaging, tears up skin. Penises without lubricant are weapons of destruction. So I want you to understand that he's already able to create lubricant in your body, which allows him to get his penis into your body with minimum damage, hopefully.
However, we haven't much lately at all, and because he's been away out of state and he's
well,
come
that's
back.
A reason right there. He's not available.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of just letting him know anyway, and then finding out what does he think. And he could
what does he think about what?
About what I tell him, which is that I
are you
I
gonna
have
tell him that
now.
You're? Are you gonna tell him you miss him?
Yeah, I have.
Are you gonna
for
tell him,
him
you want to see him more?
if given the choice, yes, I would like to do that.
You know what? That's called groveling. Do you want to chase this man as a mother to a baby?
No. I didn't think of it as chasing. It's just, I was thinking of just letting him know.
No, dear. He knows. He knows. He knows you're in the corner waiting for him. He already got into your body. You've already physically married him.
So what? I don't know what to do then, because I feel this way, and I just feel like I'm the only one who's feeling this, and or
that's
that
right.
He doesn't know.
Darling, he's having sex. You want to make love?
Yeah. At this point, yes, that's how it would be.
Except that he's not making love. He's just having sex with you.
Okay. Because I'm thinking that if I don't let him know my feelings,
honey,
he might think that. Yes.
He already knows you put up with him being gone, and you're starting to think about begging.
I just thought if he knew, and then I could get
honey,
some sense from
he
him.
Knows yeah. You want him. He's already picked your cherry, dear.
I kind of want to know what he thinks, though, so that I don't know whether to still stay with this or go on. You move on to some, you know.
I promise
elsewhere.
You that he will say he wants it his way, and if you don't like it, you can leave.
Okay.
He's running the show.
Yeah. Because one time we had a get together, and I brought a guest with me who was a guy, and he appeared to have that look of, I thought it was you and me kind of thing, which actually surprised me because I didn't think he would react like that. So maybe it's not just a straightforward just having sex with him. Maybe there's something out there too. I'm not sure, and that's why I thought of
darling,
bringing it up.
Your needs are not being met, and you're not being cherished, so you want to grovel.
Okay.
Think.
Is it because if he is in? Go ahead. Sorry.
Why don't you wait for him to call you, and then make an appointment and ask him, "Do you love me? Are you monogamous? Do you want to aim towards marriage?"
I know right now he's not looking to be in a relationship. He's single focused on work.
Okay.
Completing in particular.
So would you promise not to have intercourse with him?
Until such time that he is on the same way as I am, is that what you mean, or just ever?
So, how about you don't have intercourse with him until you get a promise ring?
Okay.
Go steady ring.
But, okay. He would have to bring that up though, right? Not me.
No, he'll ask, I want to put my penis in your body. What does it take?
Okay.
It takes a ring on this finger. Okay?
Okay. All right. And if he doesn't
don't let
further,
him in. Don't
okay.
let him in.
Okay. And talking with him, just letting him know how I feel, that's not something that...
If he called you and you tell him, it's okay. If you call him, I don't think it's okay. Chasing him, groveling. Okay?
Thanks,
okay,
caller.
Right, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
There you go.
All right. Sue, Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. We have your class coming up. They've got 10 more minutes and not a minute longer get registered for that.
Yes.
We're out of time.
Okay.
We have to say goodbye. Dr. Allen, what have you got to say?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? And then take the action to get it or get rid of it.
Awesome. www.wantisort.com. That's where you can sign up for the webinar. We love you guys. We'll be back here next week. Follow us on Facebook and visit www.drpatallen.com. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.